谢谢基赞弟兄啊，刚刚带领我们唱这首诗歌。
We thank our brother for leading us in singing of this hymn.
特别我们弟兄提到一件事啊，我印象蛮深刻。
And our brother has mentioned this that left a deep impression.
他说那个我们常常是健忘的人。
That we are forgetful people.
忘记我们是谁。
We forget who we are.
不仅那个属灵年纪大的会忘记。
Not only those who are more spiritually mature.
啊，年纪轻的也会忘记。
But those who are younger too forget.
就是我们刚蒙恩的弟兄姐妹，我们也常忘记我们是谁。
Even those who are just saved, oftentimes we will forget who we are.
所以实际需要主常常提醒我们。
So we need the Lord to remind us often.
提醒我们在地上我们是谁。
As we are on earth, who we are.
我们是为谁而活。
And who we live for.
我们是靠着谁而活。
And who do we live, who do we depend on as we live.
早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹先来读几处的经文。
Shall we read several passages of scripture first?
我们翻到新约圣经《使徒行传》。
Shall we turn to the book of Acts in the New Testament?
我们读《使徒行传》第三章第十五节。
Acts chapter 3 verse 15.
使徒行传三章十五节，你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了，我们都是为这事做见证。
But put to death the prince of life, the one whom God raised from the dead, a fact to which we are witnesses.
我们再翻到约翰福音。
And then let's turn to the Gospel according to John.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
约翰福音第五章第二十四节，主耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，那听我话，又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life.
接下来我们要读的圣经都在罗马书。
And the next few passages will all be in the book of Romans.
罗马书我们先从第五章十二节读到第二十一节。
Romans 5, we'll read verses 12 through 21.
罗马书第五章第十二节，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned.
没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。
For until the law sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law.
然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也在他的权下，亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预像。
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come.
只是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍地临到众人吗？
But the free gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one the many died, much more did the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abound to the many.
因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而称义。
But the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned. For on the one hand, the judgment arose from one transgression, resulting in condemnation. But on the other hand, the free gift arose from many transgressions, resulting in justification.
若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
For if by the transgression of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。
So then as through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men, even so through one act of righteousness there resulted justification of life to all men.
因一人的悖逆，众人成了罪人， 照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
For as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous.
律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
The law came in so that the transgression would increase, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more.
就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace would reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们还要从第六章第一节读到第十一节。
And we'll read also Romans 6 verse 1 through 11.
这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase?
断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it?
岂不知我们这受浸归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death?
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
For we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
For he who has died is free from sin.
我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over him.
他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。
For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
好，我们圣经就先读到这里。
We'll read up to here for the Bible passages.
那我们再一起有点祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你，因为当我们还做罪人的时候，你就为我们舍命。
Lord, we thank you because while we were yet sinners, you gave your life for us.
主，你实在是没有保留的把你自己给了我们。
And you did not withhold yourself from us.
主，早晨我们的心实在是感谢赞美你。
And so our hearts truly give you thanks and praise.
主，早晨我们要来认识你在我们身上所做成的救恩。
Lord, this morning as we come to know all that you have accomplished in salvation for us,
我们实在需要你再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
We truly need you to impart the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主，只有借着你的圣灵在我们里头的开启。
Only with the revelation of the Holy Spirit,
我们才能够真知道你。
Can we truly come to know you?
并且真知道你在我们身上所成就的。
And truly know all that you have accomplished in us.
主，愿你在我们中间再施恩惠。
Lord, may you grant grace to us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
叫我们能够满足你的心意。
So that you may accomplish your will.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 啊，早晨和弟兄姐妹交通一个负担，就是我们与基督同死同活。
This morning, the burden I'd like to share with brothers and sisters that we have been united with him in death and life.
罗马书第六章第八节告诉我们，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Romans 6:8 says, Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
第十节告诉我们，他死是向罪死了，只有一次，他活是向神活着。
And verse 10 tells us, For the death that he died to sin once for all, But the life that he lives to God.
这第十节就是我们基督徒与基督同死同活的原则。
And so verse 10 is the principle of us dying and living together with him.
因为他死是向罪死了，只有一次。
He died to sin once for all.
他活是向神活着。
And he lives to God.
所以我们基督徒也应当是向神活着的一般人。
So as Christians, we are a group of people who also live to God.
一开始使徒行传第三章，在那里我们看见使徒们在那里为主做一个见证。
In Acts chapter 3, we see that the apostles, they made a testimony for the Lord.
他们见证说，你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活。
Their testimony is that they had put to death the Prince of Life, the one whom God raised from the dead.
所以我们看见这位生命的主是谁呢？
Who is this God of Life?
就是我们主耶稣基督。
He is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是那生命的主。
He is the Lord of Life.
那永远的生命在他里头。
And that eternal life is in him.
是死亡所不能拘禁的。
And death cannot come close to him.
那永远的生命在他里头。
Now eternal life is in him.
是胜过那阴间的权势。
It is victorious over the gates of Hades and death.
所以看见神叫我们的主从死里复活的时候。
And so we see that as God raised him from the dead.
我们就看见我们的主他借着死败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
Our Lord, he was victorious over death.
使徒们说他们是为这件事做见证。
And so the apostles say that they are witnesses over this.
我们也看见在使徒行传里头，让我们看见这也是初期教会他们的见证。
And we see that in Acts, this is also the testimony of the early church.
他们乃是为着那从死里复活的主做见证。
They are testifying for the Lord who has risen from the dead.
他们不仅用他们的口来传这个见证。
Not only did they testify with their mouths.
他们用他们的生活，用他们的生命来见证那钉十字架的耶稣，神已经叫他从死里复活。
But with their life and their daily living, they testified of the Lord Jesus who had risen from the dead.
这同样的也是今天基督徒应当有的见证。
In the same way, this is a testimony that Christians ought to have today.
我们不仅用我们的口来传主耶稣从死里复活。
Not only with our mouths do we speak of our Lord Jesus who had risen
from the dead. 我们更是要借着我们的生活来见证我们的主。他已经从死里复活。
But with our life, we also testify of our Lord Jesus who had risen from the dead.
在圣经里头记载了一个很特别的见证人。
In the Bible, there is a very interesting witness.
就在约翰福音所记载那从坟墓里出来的拉撒路。
And that is Lazarus who was raised from the dead in the Gospel according to John.
我们知道这位拉撒路是马大和玛利亚的弟弟。
John is the younger brother of Mary and Martha.
关于圣经当中记载关于马大玛利亚的行事为人和说话呢，我们就比较熟悉。
And in the story, we know of Mary and Martha, how they lived and what they were like.
但对拉撒路呢，我们知道的实在不多。
But to Lazarus, we don't know very much about him.
因为他好像没有说过话。
Because he didn't say much.
他好像也不像他姐姐做什么事。
And he's not like his older sister who can do much.
但这位拉撒路却成为主耶稣的一个见证。
But he became a witness or a testimony for the Lord Jesus.
这拉撒路怎么为主耶稣做见证呢？
How could he be a witness?
那是因为他死了。
It's because he died.
我们知道他不仅死了。
Not only did he die.
他在坟墓里也埋了四天。
He was also buried in the tomb for 4 days.
那当主耶稣叫这位拉撒路从死里走出来的时候。
And so when the Lord Jesus commanded Lazarus to come out of the grave,
就是说拉撒路出来,
the Lord said, Lazarus, come out.
我们看到这位埋葬了四天的拉撒路就从他坟墓里头走出来。
We see Lazarus, who is dead for 4 days, come out from the tomb.
很稀奇的是,
it's an amazing thing.
拉撒路从坟墓里出来之后,
after Lazarus came out of the tomb,
圣经仍然没有记载他说什么话,
the Bible still did not record Lazarus saying anything,
也没有记载他做什么事,
and also did not record him doing anything.
不像今天我们看到市面上有许许多多很多的书,
in the world today, there are so many books.
就当有人他们有了所谓这个濒死边缘的一些经历,
as they have near-death experiences,
他就要告诉世人好多好多事情。
These people who have these experiences, they want to tell the world.
当然，很多人也都很好奇。
All that they've gone through, and so many people are curious.
但是我们看见这位从坟墓里出来的拉撒路。
But Lazarus, who had come out of the grave,
他虽然复活了。
Even though he resurrected,
但是圣经却没有记载他所说的任何话。
The Bible did not record him saying anything.
但是我们却看见一件事。
But we do see one thing.
圣经告诉我们，却有许多的人因了拉撒路 他们也信了耶稣。
That many people came to believe in the Lord Jesus through Lazarus.
所以我们看见拉撒路在那里，他就为着主做一个见证。
And so we see Lazarus, he was a witness for the Lord.
就是主说，复活在我，生命也在我。
That the resurrection and the life is in me.
拉撒路乃是为着那复活生命的主做了一个见证。
So Lazarus was a witness for the Lord of the resurrection and life.
他这个人就是主的见证。
He himself was the testimony witness for the Lord.
所以当时许多犹太人因着拉撒路，他们也就信了耶稣。
So many Jews that came to believe in the Lord Jesus through Lazarus.
弟兄姐妹，今天神也要借着我们在地上的生活。
So brothers and sisters, the same way in our daily living.
就借着我们这个人。
Through our person.
叫人也能够认识。那复活的耶稣
We are to allow other people to come to believe and come to know the resurrected Lord Jesus.
叫人也能够因着我们的生活我们的行事为人他们也来信从耶稣
So that other people through our daily living how we conduct ourselves come to know our Lord Jesus.
在约翰福音第五章那里主耶稣告诉我们说我实实在在的告诉你们那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生
In John chapter 5, he says that all those who believe in me, they will come to know and have life.
这是我们非常熟悉的。
This is a passage we're all familiar with.
约翰福音3章26节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
In John 3:16, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish.But have eternal life.
所以我们都是领受了这样的福音。
We have all received such a gospel.
因着主耶稣，我们得着了永远的生命。
Because of the Lord Jesus, we have eternal life.
但在这里，主耶稣更进一步告诉我们，他们是出死入生。
But here the Lord Jesus tells us that we have gone out of death and into life.
这也让我们看见，不仅我们得着了永远的生命。
And here, not only have we gained eternal life.
而且我们乃是地位改变了。
But our position has changed.
我们本来是在死的里头。
Originally, we were in death.
但是我们现在却在生的里头。
But now we are in life.
从前我们的命运是死亡。
In the past, our fate was death.
现在我们的命运乃是永生。
But now our fate is eternal life.
所以主告诉我们说，那信他的人是已经出死入生了。
And so in John, the Lord Jesus tells us that for those who believe, they have passed out of death into life.
我们人在神面前只有两个地位。
As people before God, we only have two positions.
这也是刚刚我们所读罗马书第五章后半段所告诉我们的。
And this is what we read in the last part of Romans chapter 5.
也可以这么说，在神面前只有两个人。
That is to say, before God, there's only two men.
当然，这两个人就代表着两个不同的地位。
And these two men represent two positions.
一个是在亚当里。
One is in Adam,
一个是在基督里
The other is in Christ.
所以罗马书第五章让我们看见罪是由一人入了世界
We see that in Romans 5 that sin through has entered into the world through one man.
这一人就是亚当
And this one man is Adam.
另一方面他也看见了讲到另外一个人
And then we see another man.
另外一个人就是基督
This other man is Christ.
所以我们看见这里在神的面前你要嘛就在亚当里不然你就是在基督里
So before God you are either in Adam or in Christ
你不能在亚当里又在基督里
You cannot both be in Christ and Adam
相反的你也不能在基督里又在亚当里
And also vice versa
当我们还没有因信耶稣重生得救之前
Before you believed in the Lord Jesus and came to salvation
我们都是在亚当里的人
We were all men in Adam
我们看见因着亚当一个人犯罪
And we see that Adam through his sin
我们看见死就借着罪入了这个世界。
We see that death through sin came into this world.
所以我们看见从亚当所生的。
And so all who are born of Adam.
当然也包括了夏娃。
Of course it includes Eve.
我们看见每一个从父母所生的人。
All those who are born of parents.
都是在亚当里的人。
Are all people in Adam.
因为当始祖亚当夏娃犯罪了。
And because Adam and Eve have sinned.
他们悖逆了。
They rebelled.
我们看见罪就进到他们身里头。
We see that sin entered into them.
死也借这个罪呢，做了王。
And death through sin now reigns.
所以我们看见在亚当里众人都死了。
And so we see in Adam all have died.
罗马书三章二十三节告诉我们，世人都犯了罪。
Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned.
很多时候我们的领会是这样。
Sometimes our understanding is.
我们想说，那有犯罪的人他是罪人。
That sinners are those who sin.
那没有犯罪的人呢就不是罪人
who do not sin, they are not sinners.
所以很多时候当我们传福音的弟兄姐妹跟福音朋友 在讲说你是罪人的时候
So oftentimes when we preach the gospel to our unbelieving friends and say that you are sinners
弟兄姐妹就要需要很多的忍耐和爱心
Brothers and sisters need a lot of love and patience
你讲了半天呢那福音朋友们就不承认他是罪人
Because you talk about it for so long but our friends they do not acknowledge that they are sinners
有时候真的面红耳赤
And they are very stubborn
福音朋友还是不承认他是罪人
And still they do not accept that they are sinners
弟兄姐妹主的话告诉我们
But God's word tells us
我们之所以是罪人还不是因为我们犯了罪
We are sinners not just because we have committed sin
我们之所以是罪人
We are sinners
那是因为我们从父母而生的
Because we have been born of our parents
因为我们的父母都是从亚当而来的
Our parents are all from Adam
所以凡是从父母所生的每一个人
So every single person born of parents
我们生下来就是一个罪人
Once you are born, you are a sinner
我们为什么会犯罪呢
Why do we sin?
我们之后我们犯罪其实乃是证明我们是一个罪人
The resulting sin that comes out is a consequence or it signifies that we are sinners
因为我们乃是带着罪性生在这个世界上
Because we have a sinful nature that, and thus we were born
因为我们父母他们都是带着罪性
All of our parents, they have a sinful nature
我们一直往前推的话你就看见从亚当夏娃所生的都带着罪性来到世上
And so you can trace it all the way back to Adam and Eve
那我们承不承认这件事呢
So do you acknowledge this?
我就举一个很小的例子 我们就能够明白
Let me give you a very small example and you'll come to understand
当弟兄姐妹家里头生了新生的婴孩我们都非常的高兴
Now when families they have a newborn we're all very happy
哎呀我们看见这婴孩啊个个都漂亮
We see every single infant they're all beautiful
特别在父母眼中啊就像小天使
Particularly in the eyes of the parents these children are angels
是不是这样
Isn't that so?
我想肯定是
I think it must be
所以每次当孩子出生的时候父母亲都好欢喜
Every time a child is born, parents are joyful.
但是发现很稀奇的一件事
But very interestingly,
这孩子慢慢长大了
as the child begins to grow,
大概就到两岁
perhaps when they're 2 years old,
你发现他的罪性就显出来了
You see that their sinful nature comes out.
我来证明这件事
And I can testify of this.
那孩子啊，妈妈说不可以吃糖，吃饭之前不可以吃糖。
The mother will say to the child, before you have your meal, you cannot have candy.
当妈妈一转身在忙着做晚餐的时候
As soon as the mother turns around to prepare dinner,
这个小孩啊，这么可爱的小孩经不起诱惑。
This very cute child, they cannot help themselves.
他虽然知道妈妈说不可以吃。
Even though they know that the mother says no,
就像神对亚当说，那树上的果子不能吃。
Just like God said to Adam, you cannot take of the fruit of that tree.
结果呢，因着有一个诱惑他的。
But because there's that tempter,
哎呀，他的小手就伸到糖罐里头，就偷吃一颗。
There's that small hand who goes into the candy jar to take out a sneak a piece of candy. 你们
这是什么
？What is that？
这是罪。
This is sin.
不仅如此
，Not only that.
然后后来妈妈发现，说
when,
就问他说，你有没有偷吃糖啊
？But when mom asks and finds out, did you steal a piece of candy？
他嘴巴还鼓鼓的回答妈妈说，我没有。
The mouth is full of candy and says, "No, I haven't."
这是什么？
What is that?
这是罪。
This is sin.
那你说这么可爱的小孩，他怎么会犯罪呢
？You will say such a cute child. How can that child sin?
是不是去学校里头学坏的
？Did they learn it in school?
他还没上学。
But he hasn't gone to school.
是不是交了坏朋友受影响
？Is it because he was influenced by bad friends?
他也还没有什么坏朋友。
He doesn't have any bad friends yet.
是爸爸妈妈教的吗
？Was it taught by the parents?
我们也相信不是父母亲教的。
I believe not.
所以看见我们人生到世界上来还是带着罪性来到世上
So all people who are born into this world are born sinners
所以神说世人都是罪人
So all who are in this world are sinners
不是因为我们犯了罪成为罪人
Not because we have sinned thus we are sinners
是因为罪性在我们里头叫我们成为一个会犯罪的人
But because we have the sinful nature within us therefore we are sinners
所以因着这个罪在我们身上
And so because sin is in us
死就在每一个罪人身上作王掌权
Death reigns in all who are sinners.
这是在亚当里我们的光景
This is our condition in Adam.
这是在亚当里众人的结局
And this is the result for all who are in Adam.
那感谢神的恩典
But we thank God for His grace.
因为神的确是爱世人
Because truly God loves the world.
那每次我们来到主的饼杯，领受主所为我们成就的救恩。
Every time we come before the table and we enjoy of His grace,
我们实在是为着主在十字架上流血舍命的爱，我们常常的把感谢赞美献给主。
And for His love that had been poured out through His blood and His body, we truly give Him praise and thanks.
这实在是我们所非常认识的。
This is what we really know.
基督的爱这样子激励我们。
that His love thus constrains us.
所以叫我们活着的人，没有一个是在为自己活。
So each one of us who live, we no longer live for ourselves.
我们都实在是愿意为那为我们死而复活的主而活。
We are willing to live for the Lord who had died and resurrected for us.
所以我们看见在罗马书第一章到第五章这里，他所让我们看见一件事情，就讲到神救法的一面，乃是借着基督的宝血。
So from Romans chapter 1 through 5, we see one aspect of His redemption, and that is through His precious blood.
我们看见我们人在神的面前，我们有许许多多的罪恶和过犯。
We see that as people, we have so many transgressions before the Lord.
这么多的罪，那怎么办呢？
So much sin, what do you do about it?
神怎么为我们解决我们这些罪行的问题呢？
How can God take care of all these sinful acts?
神乃是借着他儿子耶稣基督的宝血。
It is through His precious Son's blood.
因为希伯来书告诉我们，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Hebrews tells us that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins.
所以我们乃是借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
So we are saved through the beloved Son.
叫我们过犯得以赦免。
So that all our transgressions can be forgiven.
乃是照着神丰富的恩典。
Through His abundant grace.
所以我们看见神为我们。神解决我们这个罪行的方法乃是借着基督的宝血。
So the way that God takes care of all of our sinful works is through His precious blood.
而且基督的宝血乃是永远有功效。
And Christ's blood is forever effective.
它不仅能够解决我们信主以前所犯的所有的罪。
Not only does it take care of all the sins that we have committed before we came to believe.
那我们信主以后我们还会不会犯罪？
Now do we sin after we come to believe in the Lord?
有没有人说不会？
Do any of you say no?
我们实在在经历当中，我们承认，我们信主以后，我们仍然偶尔还会被过犯所胜。
In all of our experiences, we know that occasionally, yes, we still sin against the Lord.
那我们信主以后又犯罪了，怎么办呢？
And so after you believe in the Lord and you sin, what do you do?
神是不是预备另外一个救法来为我们解决我们罪的问题呢？
Has God provided another way for us to be forgiven of those sins?
没有。
No.
神的救法仍然是基督的宝血。
His salvation is still through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们必须要认识到基督宝血是永远有功效。
So we must come to know that His blood is forever effective.
他在我们信主前的罪，他能够为我们解决。
He is able to take care of all the sins before we believe.
信主以后，我们仍然所犯的罪，仍然靠着主的宝血来洗净。
And all the sins that we commit after we believe, He is still able to cleanse.
但约翰一书一章九节告诉我们。
In 1 John 1:9, it tells us,
他说我们若认自己的罪，神是信实，是公义的。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous.
必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的不义。
To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以我们看见我们基督徒蒙恩得救以后。
So we see that as Christians saved by grace.
我们不小心又犯罪了。
Afterwards, when we sin accidentally,
我们所要做的一件事。
One thing we must do,
就是到神的面前承认我们的罪。
That we are to come before God and to confess our sins.
因着神是信实的。
Because He is faithful.
神是公义的。
And He is righteous.
神说他必要因着他儿子的血，他赦免我们的过犯，洗净我们的不义。
He says that He will, through the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要认识这宝血永远的功效。
We must know the effectiveness of His precious blood.
无论我们信主时间有多长，
Whether no longer, no matter how long you have lived before the
Lord, 我们仍然需要宝血的功效在我们身上。
We still need the effectiveness of His precious blood.
弟兄姐妹，我们基督徒的生活必须是在宝血的底下。
Our Christian daily living must be always beneath His precious blood.
今天就愿主帮助我们能够记住这一点。
So today may the Lord help us remember this.
今天的重点在于神的救法不止这一半。
But today our emphasis is not just in this part of His salvation.
这一半是我们都比较熟悉的。
And this part of salvation we're all familiar with it.
神救法的另一半是什么呢？
What is the other part of His salvation?
神乃是要解决我们里面会叫我们这个犯罪的天性。
He is to take care of that sinful nature within us.
乃是因为我们里头有这个罪性。
Because we have the sinful nature.
所以我们发现虽然我们蒙主的宝血洁净了。
So we realize that even though we have all been cleansed by His precious blood.
对，我们重生得救了。
And yes, we have a new life.
但是我们发现我们仍然还会犯罪。
Yet we find we still sin.
所以神为着解决我们这个继续犯罪的问题。
So God, in order to take care of this continual sin.
神的救法的另外一面就是借着基督的十字架。
The other part of His salvation is through His cross.
借着十字架，神要对付我们里面这犯罪根源的问题。
through his cross, he is to deal with the very root of our sinful nature.
所以我们看见神为我们预备的救法。
So we see that the preparation of his salvation
都是在基督里。
Is all within Christ.
一方面借着基督的宝血。
On one hand through his precious blood.
一方面借着基督的十字架。
On the other hand through his cross.
他永远解决我们罪人的问题。
It forever will take care of this problem of the sinful person.
那我就在这里举一个例子。
I want to give an example.
啊、最近啊、有机会啊、回台湾。
I recently had an opportunity to go back to Taiwan.
不知道大家知不知道，在台北哈、有一条河是贯穿台北市，叫做淡水河。
I don't know if you know that there is this lake that goes through in Taipei, a river that goes through this in Taipei, and it's a freshwater river.
名字叫做淡水。
That's the name. Yeah. It's
那个它淡水河本来呢，它不像是淡水。
And originally, it was not like fresh water.
因为它本来是非常的污秽、肮脏，也很臭。
It was very polluted and it smelled.
可最近这次我们回去呢
，But this time when I went back,
我发现这个河啊变得干净了。
I realized that this river became very clean.
它变成那个名副其实的淡水河。
And it truly bore its name. It's fresh water.
那个水啊，非常清澈，非常干净。
And the water is very clear and clean.
居然里头也有鱼了。
And there's also fish living in it.
从前可能太臭太脏啊，鱼都活不了。
In the past, it was too polluted and too smelly. Fish could not live.
这次我们看到那个鱼，那水里头，哎呀，都鱼跳来跳去的。
But this time we saw the fish swimming around inside.
是满了生命。
It was full of life.
所以我们知道，肯定是政府啊做了一些什么事。
So we thought perhaps the government must have done something.
把这个河啊治理得干干净净的。
To cleanse the river, so it's so clean.
叫我们非常赏心悦目。
So that we could all come and admire it.
就后来呢过了几天呢我看到一则新闻报道
A few days later I saw a news report
在这个淡水河旁边啊有一些的工厂
That there are some manufacturing companies next to this river
就有一天有一家工厂呢他就把他们的那个废水啊那个污水就排到那个淡水河里头去
And one day this there is a particular company that started to throw its wastewater into this water
这个污水应该是处理过的应该是没有问题
This wastewater should have already been processed and had no problems
但是呢那一次呢，这个工厂所排出那个废水呢，它是有颜色的。
But one time, the wastewater that they tossed out, it had color in it.
它就把这条淡水河呢，就给污染了。
It polluted this freshwater lake.
从空中看，就看见那个非常明显，像那个阴阳河一样。
And from the air, you could see very clearly that it was a very murky water.
这时候，那个市政府环保单位他们怎么办呢
？And so, what could the government do?
他会不会跟他讲说没关系？我们赶快把这个河啊清理干净就好了。
Could they say, "Oh, no worries. We're just going to clean up the river."
那清理完过几天呢，工厂再把那个废水再排进来。
And then after a few days after it's been cleaned up, let's again throw wastewater from that.
没有错，的确要把那个河里头的污染呢，要把它处理掉。
Yes, it is correct. We need to cleanse all of the pollutants out of the
water. 我们看见那个政府的环保单位，他第一时间就做了一件事。
But we see that the command from the government, the very first thing that they did,
就叫这个工厂呢怎么样，勒令停工。
That company, they must stop work.
因为呢，他们要去调查是什么原因造成这个废水排出来呢，成为一个污染。
Because they needed to go and investigate why was it that in their wastewater it became pollutants in the clear water.
他定规要针对那排放那个污水的那个根源的问题呢，来做一个解决。
They had to solve the reason, the root reason for that wastewater.
好像这个工厂呢，不会继续的。再把那个污水呢排放到这个淡水河里头。
So that company would no longer continue to pour out its wastewater into this.
这也是神在我们身上所成就的救恩。
This is also the salvation that God has accomplished in us.
他不仅要解决我们所犯的罪行。
Not only is he to solve all of our sinful works.
他更是要解决我们里头叫我们犯罪根源的问题。
He wants to deal with the very root reason of our sin.
这就是借着基督的十字架。
And that is through the cross of Christ.
这就是罗马书从第六章到第八章所讲的。
This is what Romans 6 through 8 talks about.
他要来对付我们里面那个叫我们犯罪那天性的一个根本问题。
He is to deal with the very nature of our sinful nature.
所以在讲这件事情之前呢，我们看见在第五章，神在那里让我们看到一幅清楚的图画。
And so before we talk about this, we see in chapter 5, God gives us a very clear illustration.
就是我们刚刚所讲到，在亚当里，众人都是死。
That is, in Adam, all are dead.
但在基督里，众人都活了。
But in Christ, all are alive.
而这个活呢，它乃是一个特别的活。
And this life is a very special life.
它乃是一个复活。
It is a resurrected life.
所以今天我们与基督同死同活。
So today we are united with him in life and death.
我们必须要认识到我们与基督是怎么样同死。
We must know how we are to be in co-death with him.
好像我们能够认识我们应当如何与基督同活。
So that we can also come to know how we are to live in him.
讲到与基督的同死。
When we talk about co-death with him.
我们必须要知道这是神在2000年前所成就的事情。
We must come to know that this is what God has accomplished 2000 years ago.
当主耶稣在十字架上死了的时候
When our Lord Jesus died upon that cross,
我们主耶稣他不仅为我们罪人为我们的罪他在那里背负了罪的刑罚
Not only did he bear the punishment of all us sinners and of sin
也就是说主耶稣他不仅在十字架上他代替我们死
Not only to say that he has substituted us for substituted himself for us
主在十字架上他也带着我们死
But he also brought us into death with him
相信你们早晨能够明白这个事实
Brothers and sisters, if you can come to understand this fact
好叫我们能够在地上能够活出主的荣耀
Then you can live out God's glory
兄弟妹主替我们死这个我们非常认识
Brothers and sisters, we know that God died for us, we know this
但是主带着我们死这个我们比较陌生
But we're more unfamiliar with him bringing us into his death
这件事情是在2000年前神借着他的儿子在基督在十字架上已经成就的事
But God through Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished this 2000 some years ago
神怎么做呢
How did he do it?
哥林多前书一章三十节告诉我们你们得在基督里是本乎神
But in 1 Corinthians it tells us that we are in Christ
我们看见是荣耀的神他亲自把我们放在基督里
We see that our glorious God He has brought us into Christ
这就是约翰福音主所说的出死入生
And this is passing through death into life that what is written in John
这是我们原本是在一个注定要死的地位上
This is a position that we were originally in death
因为我们是在亚当里
Because we were in Adam
但今天神把我们从亚当里带出来了
But God has now brought us out of Adam
把我们放在基督里
and placed us in Christ,
改变了我们的命运
and changed our fate,
因为在基督里我们众人都活了
because in Christ we are now all alive,
所以我们看见这是一个在地位上的改变
so this is a change in our position,
我们在地上能够活出主的荣耀
on earth now we can live out God's glory,
但是根据我们地位的改变
it is based upon our changed
position, 一个活在亚当里的人
all who live in Adam,
他不可能能够活出基督的荣耀
cannot live out God's glory,
只有一个在基督里的人
only him who is in Christ,
他才有可能能够活出基督的荣耀
has the possibility of living out God's glory
所以这是神首先所做的
so all that God has already done
神把我们放在基督里
God has placed us in Christ
这是我们因着信得着了一个新地位
this is a new position that we have gained through faith
我们是在基督里新造的人
now we are a new creation in Christ
旧事已过都变成新的
all the old has passed away all has become new
这是为什么我们在地上的生活能够一举一动有新生的样式的一个原因
This is the reason so that in all our life now we can have the newness of life
因为我们乃是在基督里的人
Because we are those who are in Christ
这件事情我们不太容易明白
Now it's hard for us to understand this
当主耶稣在十字架上死的时候
When Christ died on that cross
我们与他同死
That we died together with him
乃是因为我们在他里面
It is because we are in him
那我就举个例子
Let me give an example.
然后在我们中间有许多的弟兄姐妹，我们都是从外国来到美国的。
There are many brothers and sisters among us who are from out of this country.
我想比较多从中国来的。
More who are from China.
那我们应该都是坐飞机来的。
And the majority of us took a plane.
昨天有人坐船。
In the past, there are those who took boats.
我们今天都是坐飞机。
Today we all take planes.
当你在中国拿到签证，你办好护照，你准备要来美国。
Once you have signed for the visa this, and it, all the paperwork, you come to the States.
你当然买了机票。
And you buy your plane ticket.
然后你就坐在那台飞机里。
And you sit in the plane.
所以我们看见你这个人呢，是在那飞机里头。
We see that you, your person, you are in the plane.
当你所坐的那台飞机还在飞机在机场跑道上的时候。
And when you are still in the plane and on the tarmac, still in China.
弟兄姐妹，你在哪里？
Where are you?
你还在中国的地上
You're still on China's land
是不是
Isn't that so?
好那当飞机慢慢起飞了
Now once the plane is starting to rise
它飞到了几万尺的高空
And it has flown several thousand feet up
兄弟们如果你在那台飞机上
If you are on that plane
You are in the plane
In the plane
那你在哪里呢
Where are you?
On the plane 英文有时候比较奇怪。
You're on or in. You could be in and on.
就你这台飞机里头的时候呢，当飞机在几万尺的高空。
When you're several thousand feet up in the air.
兄姐妹，你在哪里？
Where are you?
你还会在中国的地上吗？
Are you still on China's land?
不可能的。
No.
这时候你也在空中。
You are in mid-air.
然后当飞机降落在美国休斯顿。
And once the plane lands in Houston.
如果你在飞机里。
If you are in the plane.
那你在哪里？
Where are you?
你在休斯顿。
You're in Houston.
就像你坐在这里。
Just like you're sitting here.
兄姐妹，有没有可能你今天坐在这里？
Is it possible that if you're sitting here,
但你说你还在中国那里,
but you still say, I am in China,
你们这是不可能,
it's impossible.
你们这是一件神所做的事情,
this is also something that God has done,
而且是神已经做成的事情,
and something that God has already done.
神把我们放在基督里,
God has placed you in Christ.
所以当基督死了,
so once Christ has died,
我们呢?我们也就死了。
What about us? We have also died.
当基督从死里复活了。
Now when Christ resurrected from the dead.
兄弟们，如果你在基督里。
If you are in Christ.
那你怎么样？
What about you?
你也同他一同复活。
You also resurrected with him.
当基督升天到父神宝座的右边。
And when Christ ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father.
兄弟们，我们在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, where are we?
以弗所书告诉我们，我们也与他一同坐在天上。
Ephesians also tells us that we are seated with him in the heavens.
兄弟们，这是神在基督里所为我们已经做成的事。
This is something that God has already accomplished for us.
兄弟们，这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
如果我们没有认识这个事实，
If we do not know this fact,
我们就不可能活出一个荣耀基督的生活。
Then we cannot live a life that glorifies God.
所以保罗接下来在第六章呢，他就很快地告诉我们。
So Paul in Romans chapter 6 tells us very soon
一件很重要的事情
something very important
就讲到受浸
that is the matter of baptism
他说所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式
He says that we have been united with him in baptism so that we could have so we too might walk in the newness of life
直到最近有一些弟兄妹也盼望愿意能够受浸
We know that there are some brothers and sisters among us who want to be baptized.
早晨我们愿意来把受浸这件真理，我们一同的来复习，一同的来明白。
And so this morning we want to again review this truth of baptism.
因为基山弟兄刚提醒我们，我们都是很健忘的。
And just as our brother had reminded us, we're all very forgetful.
我们看那件受浸这件事情，乃是要见证神把我们放在基督里。
In this matter of baptism, it is to also witness and testify that God has placed us in Christ.
乃是见证我们与基督的联合。
It testifies of our union with Christ.
他死了，我们也死了。
He died, we have also died.
他复活了，我们也复活了。
He resurrected, we have also resurrected.
这是借着我们受浸所要见证的一件事。
And so through this baptism, we testify.
所以我们不是见证将来要发生的事情。
Of something that is not going to happen in the future.
我们乃是见证在两千年前神已经成就的事。
But we testify of something that has already occurred 2,000 some years ago.
首先我们必须要澄清关于受浸这件事情的一些不准确的心思。
So first off, we want to clarify some misunderstandings of baptism.
受浸并不是叫我们不至灭亡反得永生。
Baptism is not for us to enter into perdition, but to meet eternal life.
我再用简单的话讲，受浸不是叫我们不下地狱可以上天堂。
Baptism is not for us to go to hell and then go to heaven.
有没有弟兄姐妹开始在想说，哎，这个翁立中是不是讲错了
？So do any brothers and sisters think Brother James has spoken wrong?
约翰福音三章十六节，我们刚刚所讲的经文告诉我们。
In John chapter 3:16, that scripture tells us
不至灭亡。反得永生乃是因为信耶稣
that all of us have been saved through believing in the Lord Jesus
因为神的话说叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
for all who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life
弟兄姐妹我们必须要弄清楚
we must
我们不下地狱我们能够将来能够上天堂
for us to not go to hell and to go to heaven
是因为我们信耶稣
is because we believe in the Lord Jesus
那受浸是做什么呢
Now, what is baptism then?
受浸乃是为了叫我们在地上能够活出基督的荣耀。
Baptism is so that in our daily life we can live out God's glory.
当然，受浸另一方面让我们看见，受浸也叫我们与世界这个分别。
Of course, it is also to show that there is a separation from the world.
那分别是起头。
The separation is just a beginning.
叫我们能够彰显主的荣耀，那是那个目的。
So that we could manifest God's glory, that is the goal.
所以我们看见我们信耶稣和受洗这两件事情它所带来的结果是不一样。
We see that the result of believing in the Lord Jesus and baptism is different.
它的目的是不同的。
We see that the purpose is different.
得永生乃是因为我们信耶稣。
Eternal life we receive because we believe.
我们要能够活出主的荣耀乃是借着受浸。
But to live out God's glory is through baptism.
再用圣经中的一个例子跟大家把这件事情再讲清楚。
Let me use an illustration from the Bible to clarify.
我们知道当主钉十字架的时候他旁边有两个强盗。
We see that there were two thieves who were also crucified together with our Lord.
其中有一位呢在那个时候呢他就看见了耶稣他就相信。
There was one who came to know the Lord Jesus and believed in him.
他对主耶稣说当你得国的时候求你纪念我。
And he says, Lord Jesus, when you enter into your kingdom, remember me.
那主耶稣怎么对他说呢?
What did the Lord say to him?
他说今夜你就要同我在乐园里。
Today you will be with me in paradise.
我们知道他怎么样?他信了耶稣。
What happened to him? He believed in the Lord Jesus.
我们知道他罪得赦免。
We see that he was forgiven his sins.
我们知道他得着永生。
He gained eternal life.
那主有没有跟他,主有没有接着讲说,那我给你施浸。
Did the Lord then follow up and say, now let me baptize you?
我们常常也这么说嘛,因为主的话也这么说,信而受浸。
Because oftentimes, yes, God's word does say, believe and be baptized.
主有没有给他施浸呢?
Did the Lord baptize him?
我们说没有。
We say, no.
我们说,哎,那种情况怎么可能呢?
We say, in that circumstance, how is that possible?
弟兄妹,不是不能。
Brothers and sisters, it's not that it was not
possible,
but there is no need.
因为我们知道在神凡事都能。
Because we know that in God, all things are possible.
如果有这个需要,主可以下十字架,给他施完浸,再上十字架。
If there was a need, the Lord could come down from the cross, baptize him, and then go back on the cross.
但主不需要再为他施浸。
But the Lord did not have that need.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他已经没有机会了。
Because there was no other opportunity.
他也不需要了。
There was no need.
因为他今夜就要与主耶稣同在乐园里头。
Because that night he was going to be with Christ in paradise.
在地上没有机会再来为主而活。
On earth he had no more opportunity to live for God.
在地上没有机会再能够彰显基督的荣耀。
On earth he had no more opportunity to manifest God's glory.
所以我们看见他不需要受浸。
So he did not need to be baptized.
但今天我们还活在地上的人。
But for all of us who still live on earth.
我们信了主。
We believe in the Lord.
我们需要受浸。
We need to be baptized.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为叫我们在一举一动能够活出那新生的样式。
So in all of our daily life, we could live in the newness of life.
就像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ, that he has resurrected from the dead.
所以你们从暑假以来我们一直在重复一件事讲到总要趁着还有今日。
From the summer all the way to now, we are still repeating while it is still called today.
今日是神的礼物。
Today is God's gift.
今日是神给我们的恩典。
Today is God's grace.
是叫我们能够吃喝快乐吗?
Is it just so that we could eat, drink, and be merry?
主给我们有今日。
God has given us today.
是叫我们能够为他而活。
So that we could live for him.
主给我们还有今日。
God still gives us today.
乃是要借着我们的生活能够彰显他的荣耀。
So that in our daily life we can manifest his glory.
所以保罗在这里让我们看见受浸乃是叫我们与基督联合。
And so Paul tells us that we, in our baptism we have been united with him.
叫我们在死的形状上与他联合。
In death we have been united with him.
也叫我们在复活形状上与他联合。
And also in resurrection we are united with him.
所以当我们受浸的时候
While we are baptized,
我们看见弟兄们把我们浸到水里头去。
We see the brothers, they immerse us into the water.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就是我们与基督一同死了。
That is, we have died together with him.
我们见证在2000年前因为神把我们放在基督里。
Because 2000 some years ago, God has placed us in Christ.
因为基督死了。
Because Christ died,
我们也死了。
We have also died.
基督埋葬了。
Christ has been buried.
我们也与他一同埋葬。
We are also buried with him.
所以当我们进到水里头的时候
So when we enter into the water,
就好像我们进入那坟墓里头一样。
It is just like we enter into that tomb.
弟兄们，我们与基督同死同埋葬。
We have died together with him and been buried together with him.
弟兄们，如果我们常常忘记这件事
If we often forget this,
我们就盼望我们能够想起我们是已经受浸与主联合的一般人。
I hope that we can remember we are a group of people who have already been, we have died and buried with him.
但是我们看见我们的受浸并没有就把我们留在水里头。
However, we also know that in our baptism we do not remain in the water.
多留几秒钟的话。
If we're just there for a few more seconds.
你就看到弟兄姐妹就开始就挣扎了。
Perhaps you'll see that one starts to struggle.
当然我们弟兄是很有怜悯的，弟兄们当然就把 受浸的弟兄姐妹赶快从水里头再拉出来。
And our brothers are very merciful. They very quickly bring you up from the water.
见证什么呢？
What does that testify?
见证我们仍然是在基督里。
That yes, while we are still in Christ.
我们在复活的形状上也与基督联合。
In the form of resurrection, we are also united with Him.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要记得主耶稣复活了没有？
So brothers and sisters, has Christ been resurrected?
如果我们知道主已经复活了，
If we know that Christ has been resurrected,
那你我复活了没有？
Then have you and I been resurrected?
我们也复活了。
Yes, we also have been resurrected.
有没有？这是受浸的意义。
This is the meaning of baptism.
这是受浸的见证。
This is the testimony of baptism.
这也是我们借着受浸的一个认同。
This is our understanding of baptism.
我们认同我们与主同死同埋也一同复活。
Our understanding and acknowledgement that we have all been dead, buried, and resurrected with Christ.
你们就是我们基督徒能够活出基督荣耀的一个根基。
This is the foundation of living out God's glory.
乃是因着神把我们放在基督里。
Because God has placed us in Christ.
乃是因着我们与基督的联合。
And through our union with Christ.
乃是因着我们与基督已经同死同埋也一同复活。
It is because we have died, we have been buried and resurrected together with Him.
所以我们从我们身上，借着我们的一举一动，能够活出那新生命的样式。
So with us in our daily life, in all our movements, can live in the newness of life.
就弟兄带我们所唱这首诗歌所讲的，还是从我活出基督的自己。
So just as a hymn we sang earlier, we can live out His life from within us.
那从罗马书第六章到第八章这里。保罗让我们看见在受浸之后我们如何能够活出那新生的样式。
And so Paul in Romans 6 through 8 tells us how we can now live out this newness of life.
也就是诗歌所说的如何从我们能够活出基督的自己。
Just like what that hymn says, how are we to live out Christ from within us?
这里总共讲到保罗讲了四个重点四个步骤。
And here in Romans, Paul tells us four different steps.
今天早晨我只能讲一个。
This morning I can only talk about one.
就是在罗马书第六章。
And in Romans chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
这边讲到知道。
Here it says that we are to know this.
第七节说因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
And in verse 7 it says, for he who has died is freed from sin.
我们要记得从罗马书第五章之后中文讲到这个罪这个字呢它都是单数的。
We know that after chapter 5, this word sin is all singular.
所以这边讲到不再做罪的奴仆，或是已经脱离了罪呢，这个罪都讲到我们里头，这个罪性。
When it talks about being slaves to sin and the sin, it talks about the sinful nature.
所以这是保罗所提到我们如何能够活出基督，活出新生样式的第一步，乃是要知道。
And so we know that the very first step in living out the glory of God is to know.
所以我们看见我们刚刚已经说到神已经成就的一个事实。
Now we have already mentioned of the fact of what God has accomplished.
就是神把我们放在基督里。
That God has placed us in Christ.
当基督死了
When Christ had
我们也死了
died, we also died.
当基督埋葬我们也埋葬。
When Christ was buried, we were also buried.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们说因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
And so here Paul says that so that our old knowing this that our old self was crucified with him.
弟兄姐妹，这一个第一步是最重要的。
This first step is the most important.
没有第一步，也就没有后面的三步。
Without this first step, you don't have the following three.
这也就说出我们基督徒生活当中不能显出基督荣耀的一个最根本的问题。
This is one of the fundamental problems of not being able to express God's glory.
这也让我们看见乃是确实的知道神在基督里已经做成的事。
Here we are to truly know what God has already accomplished in Christ.
我们不需要再做什么。
We don't need to do anything
else. 我们只要知道我们旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
We just must simply know that our old self was crucified with him.
那我们说这很简单啊。
We say, well, this is simple.
简不简单？
Isn't it simple?
在我们生活当中啊，我们就发现不简单。
But in our daily life, we find it's not easy.
我们常常发现我们这个旧人死了没有？
Oftentimes we find, has our old self really died?
就你在过去这个礼拜，在你生活经历当中，你觉得你旧人死了没有？
In this past week, have you found your old self dead?
当你又对妻子发脾气的时候，你的旧人死了没有？
When you had your anger towards your spouse, was your old self dead?
当你在那里嫉妒骄傲的时候，你的旧人死了没有？
When you were jealous and proud, was your old self dead?
当我们在那里爱世界的时候，我们觉得我们旧人死了没有？
When you were there loving the world, was your old self dead?
这实在带给我们许多的困扰。
It brings us so many struggles.
但解决之道在哪里呢？
But where is the solution?
解决之道不是我们要把自己旧人再钉十字架。
It's not to place our old self onto the cross again.
我们的解决之道还是在于知道我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
But our solution is to know that our old self had already been crucified with him.
而当赐人智慧启示的灵在里头开启我们。
May the spirit of wisdom and revelation truly enlighten us.
当圣灵在里头叫我们里面的眼睛看见。
To open up our inner eyes.
我们就真知道。
So that we may truly know.
我们旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
That our old self has already been crucified with him.
很多时候仇敌在我们生活当中他用一个诡计来搅扰我们。
Oftentimes the enemy, he would use a deceitful scheme to tempt us.
就当我们又要发脾气的时候。
As soon as you're about to throw your temper.
我相信我们都有这样的经验。
We all have this experience.
哎呀，我们真是想，哎呀，我们真是愿意为主而活。
We all think, oh yes, I'm willing to live for
the Lord. 我们真是不想羞辱主的名。
And I don't want to shame the name of the Lord.
哎呀，我们快要发脾气了。
And you're about to throw your anger out.
但你咬牙忍着。
And you're gnashing your teeth and you're gritting it.
我们在那里想啊。
And you're thinking,
哎呀，旧人该死。
Old self, die.
就好像当日他们在对钉十字架的耶稣说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Just like what the people said beneath the cross, crucify him.
我们说这个旧人该死。
And we're saying, crucify him.
钉死他。
Crucify it.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有可能钉死我们旧人？
Can you crucify your old self?
难怪我们生活这么痛苦。
No wonder it's so painful for us.
弟兄姐妹，如果你自己要钉自己。
If you want to crucify yourself,
痛不痛苦？
Isn't it difficult?
它不仅是痛苦的，
Not only is it full of suffering,
而且它 physically 也是不可能的，
But physically impossible.
你们想一想，
Think about it.
当你要把自己旧人钉十字架，
When you want to crucify your old self,
你用的钉子，用的锤子啊，要把一只手啊，把它钉到那个木头上。
With one hand, you are using a nail and a hammer to nail your other hand.
这需要非常需要有技术的。
You need a lot of skill.
那就算你钉上了，
Let's say that you did it.
痛不痛苦？
Is this very painful?
很痛苦的。
Very painful.
好，那或许还可以用这只手呢，还没钉的这只手呢，来把你的脚也钉十字架。
And perhaps with your one free hand, you can nail your feet.
痛不痛苦？
Is it painful?
非常痛苦。
Very painful.
那钉完了吗？
Are you done?
那怎么办？还有一只手。
Now what do you do? You have one last hand.
就没有一个人能够把我们自己旧人钉十字架。
No one is able to crucify their old selves.
可仇敌常常叫我们。试着把我们自己钉十字架。
But the enemy always tempts us to want to crucify our own selves.
就一方面我们很痛苦的。
So yes, it's very painful.
我们觉得钉十字架是很痛苦的事情。
Yes, being crucified is a very painful thing.
一方面在我们生活经历当中，我们也发现是不可能的。
On the other hand, we find in our daily life it's impossible.
所以可能痛苦了半天。
So it's painful to such a point.
可能在你想说钉十字架钉半天。
And you want to crucify yourself.
结果脾气还是发了。
But you still throw your temper.
就不该做的事情还是做了。
And the things you ought not to do, you still do it.
你们就是仇敌的计谋。
This is the scheme of the enemy.
而我们却常常中了他的诡计。
And we often fall into his trap.
这里主的话告诉我们。
And here God's word tells us.
因为知道。
Because we know.
当我们知道我们与基督已经同死。
We know that we have already been crucified with him.
就叫我们这个罪身灭绝了。
So that this body is freed from sin.
这罪身灭绝是什么意思呢？
What does it mean that this body is freed from sin?
就是叫我们这个原本会犯罪的这个身体呢，失业了。
This original body of sin is now no longer employed.
就是原本这个身体呢，它是给罪做事的。
Originally, this body was to work for sin.
记得这个罪是单数的。
And the sin is singular.
就是我们里面这个罪做王的这个罪。
This sin, which is our sinful nature,
从前啊，这个罪在我们里头还是做王做主。
This sin originally was master over us.
他叫我们犯罪。
It caused us to sin.
我们就犯罪。
So we sin.
他叫我们爱世界。
Causes us to
我们就爱世界。
We love the world.
他叫我们发脾气。
It wants us to
我们就发脾气。
Anger, and we are angry.
这个是罪身。
This is our sinful nature.
我们这个身体是给罪做事的。
This body is to work for sin.
在这里，主的话告诉我们说，当我们知道我们 旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
But the Bible tells us that knowing this, that once our old self had been crucified with him,
我们这个罪身灭绝了。
This body of sin is done
away with. 我们这个罪身失业了。
Our this body of sin is unemployed.
那你们失业是什么意思
？What does it mean to be unemployed？
能不能被公司炒鱿鱼了
？Can
你们被公司炒鱿鱼之后呢？你还跑回去要做事
？Can you after you are no longer working for a company, can you run back and work some more？
失业你就不能再做事了。
When you're unemployed, you cannot work.
这里让我们看见。借着与基督同钉十字架，我们这个罪身灭绝了。
And so when we have been crucified with him, this body of sin is done away with.
罪身失业。
Now the body of sin is unemployed.
就是我们这个罪身不能再给罪做事了。
This body of sin can no longer work for sin.
所以这是神在基督里已经做成的事。
This is what God has already accomplished in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们在头脑里头，我们明白。
We all understand in our minds.
我们知道主已经钉十字架了。
We know that the Lord has already been crucified.
但我们需要那赐人智慧和启示的灵在里头开启我们。
We truly need the Spirit of wisdom and revelation to enlighten us.
就当我们里面的眼睛看见。
So that our inner eyes would truly see.
看见了神所做的那个事实。
And see the fact of what God has already done.
看见我们在基督里已经与他同钉十字架。
To see that in Christ we have already been crucified with him.
弟兄姐妹，我们的罪身就灭绝了。
And so our body of sin is done away with.
我们的罪身就再也不能给罪做事了。
So that this body of sin can no longer work for sin.
当仇敌再来试探我们。
And so when the enemy comes to tempt us again.
当罪在叫我们犯罪的时候。
When sin wants us to sin again.
当世界的王在叫我们爱世界的时候。
When the prince of this world wants us to love the world.
弟兄姐妹，我们已经死了。
We have already died.
我们已经不能再为罪做事。
We can no longer work for sin.
有一次有个基督徒他坐火车到一个地方去
One time there was a Christian who was on a train going somewhere
他在车上呢大家很无聊他有几个同伴
He had several companions they were all bored
他们没事做
They had nothing to do
其他三个人呢就说那我们来打牌好了
And so three of them said let's play cards
就那打牌赌博
And so they wanted to gamble play cards
然后他们就缺一个人
But they were missing one person
他们就跟这个基督徒说
So they said to this Christian
你跟我们一起玩牌吧
Can you play with us
不然我们就玩不起来了
Otherwise we cannot we are missing one
这些基督徒就回答他们
And so the Christian said
说我没有手我不能玩牌
I don't have hands. I cannot play.
他们就觉得很稀奇啊。
And they thought that was very strange.
那手明明在他身上。
He has hands.
为什么他说没有手呢
？Why is it that he says he has no hands?
因为他说他的手不是他的。
And then he replied, "It's because his hands are not his."
他的手从前是叫他是犯罪的。
His hands originally caused him to sin.
但因为今天他在基督里。
But today, because he is in Christ,
他已经与基督，他的旧人与基督同钉十字架。
His old self has already been crucified with Christ.
他的罪身已经灭绝了。
That sinful life has already ended.
他的手已经失业了。
His hands are unemployed.
当罪还要叫他犯罪的时候
，When sin wants him to sin again,
他说我没有手。
He says, "I have no more hands."
我没有这个犯罪的这个肢体。能够来做犯罪的事情。
I do not have a sinful member to commit sin again.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要神开我们眼睛。
We need God to open up our eyes.
叫我们真看见我们旧人与基督已经同钉十字架。
So that we may truly know and see that our old self has been crucified with him.
好，叫我们的旧身灭绝。
So that our old life will be done away with.
我记得我第一次当我主让我看见这个真理的时候。
I remember the first time that the Lord allowed me to see this truth.
我就知道。我的旧人与基督已经同钉十字架。
I knew that my old self had already been crucified with Christ.
那是信主几年以后。
This was a few years after I came to believe in the Lord.
我们知道，我们都盼望能够活出主的见证。
We know that we all desire to live out the Lord's testimony.
所以我们就读主的话语。
And so we read His word.
我们也愿意照着主的话语来行。
And we're willing to obey His word.
所以那时候我最常学的一个功课就是。
But the lesson that I had to learn often.
在以弗所书第五章。
Was in Ephesians chapter 5.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们妻子，如同基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
That as husbands you are to love your wife, as Christ has given up his life for the church.
到今天我仍然在学这个功课。
Even to today, I'm still learning this lesson.
我心里面真是盼望能够，真是能够爱妻子，就像基督爱教会一样。
And as I truly want to be a husband who loves his wife just as Christ loves the church.
到这个地步，我都想，哎呀，那我真是。舍己我都愿意
And so to the point where I'm willing to give up my life
我死了都愿意
Even if I'm dead, I'm willing
当这个心愿当然是好的
Of course, the intention is good
但是我们知道在这个生活实际上呢 不竟然如此。
But in reality, in our daily life, it's not really so.
到了一个地步，我觉得我可能可以为妻子死。
To a point where, yes, I may feel that I could die for my wife.
但是呢，我却不能够爱她。
And yet, I cannot love her.
所以呢，常常我是一个比较细心的人。
Because I'm very conscientious.
我觉得我是比较 detailed.
And I'm very conscientious and detailed.
那我们姐妹常常会辣东辣西。
And my wife, she's a little bit more coarse.
常常她就问我啦，我的皮包在哪里啊？
And so it asks, where's my wallet?
你有没有看见我的 iPhone 啊？
Have you seen my phone?
你有没有看见我的包包啊？
Have you seen my bag?
哎呀，这个不多说了。
I won't continue.
但是我就学习啊，要爱妻子。
But I have to learn to love my wife.
为妻子舍己。
To sacrifice for my wife.
所以尽量帮忙。
So I try to help out.
所以呢，那天晚上就发生这样一件事。
But that one night I realized.
我特别还提醒他说，那包包那个钱包啊，里面有信用卡、驾照、重要东西，还有钱，不要乱放。
That in your wallet you have your credit cards and your money. You don't just carelessly put it anywhere.
就我们姐妹，她就。不太耐烦，就觉得哎呀，你怎么这么唠叨
？And so my wife, she was kind of annoyed and said, "Why are you nagging at me?"
长话短说，后来还出去市场买东西。
And long story short, she went out to buy things.
就买完东西回家了。
And she came home.
她就问我了。
And she asked me,
你有没有看到我的包包
？Have you seen my wallet?
你说气不气
？Wasn't I angry? Should I be angry?
哎呦。我学习忍耐
So I learned to endure
舍己
I learned to sacrifice
我就帮妻子帮太太到处找
And I went around to look for the bag
家里里里外找不到
I just couldn't find it inside or out
好那到他刚刚去市场买菜的市场再去找
And we went back to the store to look for it
还是找不到
Still couldn't find it
越找越气
And the more we looked the more angry I became
但是要爱妻子
I was angry at my wife
要舍己
I must sacrifice
要死
I must die
找不到
Couldn't find it
气得不得了
I was incredibly angry
一想到这个驾照啊这个信用卡哎呀好麻烦的事情
As I thought about the licenses the credit cards and so many things
长话短说
Long story short
那天晚上因为要去那个 park and ride 去牵车
That night because we had to go to the park and ride and get the car
就呢他只好带我去那个 parking lot 然后去牵我另外一台车
And so she had to bring me to the park and ride to get the other car
当他放我下来他就开车另外一台车先回去了
And so she dropped me off and then she left
我在那夜深人静的停车场里头
And so I was sitting in that car
坐在我的车子里头
Sitting in there
哎呀气得不得了
I was so mad
也苦得不得了
and so bitter
因为要爱妻子
because I must love my wife
为妻子舍己
I must sacrifice for my wife
啊我真是苦啊
so wretched man that I am
哎苦到一个地步
wretched to such a point
我只能跟主说
I could only say to the Lord
主啊救我
Lord save me
就在那个时候
and at that time
主就开了我的眼睛
the Lord opened my eyes
让我看见一个已经死掉的人
to see one who has already died
他就不会再生气
dead One who's already dead cannot be mad.
叫我知道我的旧人已经同钉十字架。
That my old self has already been crucified with him.
这个罪身灭绝了。
That this body of sin has already been done away with.
与罪已经隔绝了。
And already been separated from sin.
就这么简单。
It was that simple.
知道我的旧人已经同钉十字架。
That my old self has already been crucified with Christ.
主就把我从那捆绑的里头释放出来。
And so God saved me from that bondage.
里头就不气了
And then I was no longer angry
不仅不气
Not only that
里头还爱妻子
But I loved my wife
为什么我这么说呢
Why can I say that
巴不得赶快要开车回家
Because I really wanted to go home quickly
去安慰她
And to comfort her
说没关系
To say it's okay
包包掉了没关系
If you lost your bag it's okay
掉了没关系
If you lost your license it's okay
信用卡掉了没关系
You lost your credit card it's okay
钱掉了也没关系
You lost your money that's okay
哎呀真想回去赶快安慰她
I really wanted to go back and comfort her
兄姐妹不是我们能够钉我们自己十字架
It's not that we can crucify ourselves
乃是圣灵在里头开启我们
But the Holy Spirit, He opens and allows us to understand.
叫我们知道我们旧人已经与他同钉十字架
To know that our old self has already been crucified with Him.
我们罪身灭绝
Our body of sin has been done away with.
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆
So that we will no longer be slaves to sin.
叫我们能够做义的奴仆
That we may be slaves of righteousness.
能够做神的奴仆
To be God's slave.
能够做基督爱的奴仆
To be the bond slave of love.
就要从我们身上能够活出他的自己
so that we can live out Christ from within us
我们今天早晨停在这里
we will end here this morning
那我们再有点祷告
shall we pray together
我们感谢赞美你在基督里所为我们成就的救恩
God we thank you for all that you have accomplished in Christ for
我们看见你把你的儿子为我们舍了
We see that you have sacrificed your own son
主他的血洗净我们一切的罪
And his precious blood has cleansed us of all our
sins 我们更看见你把我们都放在基督里
And we see that you have placed all of us into Christ
主叫我们能够与基督同死同埋也一同复活
And that we are already dead with him, buried and
resurrected. 主，这是何等荣耀的福音！
This is such a glorious salvation.
主，这是何等伟大的拯救！
This is such a great redemption.
主，你不仅洗净我们一切的罪，
Not only have you saved us and cleansed us
from
all our sin.
主，你叫我们救人与你同死同。
But our old self has already been crucified.
主，这是何等的荣耀的释放！
This is such a glorious
release. 主，愿早晨你在借着圣灵开启我们的心。
May you open up our hearts.
主，叫我们都知道。
So that we may all know.
我们已经与你同死同。
That we have been dead and crucified. Buried with you,
主叫我们这个身体
so that this body of sin
不再做罪的奴仆
would no longer be a slave to sin
乃是归给你
but it would be given to you
做义的奴仆
to be the slave of righteousness
乃是为着彰显你的荣耀
to manifest your glory
主愿你拯救我们的心意完全成就
Please allow, save us so that your will may be completely accomplished
叫颂赞荣耀都归给那爱我们的神
We give you all the glory and all the praise to the God whom we love
听我们祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名
Hear our prayer in our Lord Jesus' most precious name Amen, Amen.